What'd you say?
Yeah, I used to wear headphones, but shoot, but the head, every time the headphones I kept getting kept just messing up.
Well, I'm like half deaf, so like.
Yeah, okay.
Even when I was taking like the hearing test, you know, the guy's like behind the glass, and I'm going, book, took, look, and he's like, just go on to the next one. I'm like, no, I can get it. I can get it really. And he's like, stop. Like it's so not bad.
No, that's so how you doing tonight, baby?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's another day, another day.
Exactly.
You know, yes, yes. Emma had a long day at work. Now I'm back at the actual job.
Am I allowed to smoke this?
Come on, it's the smoker's lounge, baby.
I thought I ain't got none, but I had to ask first.
See, it's funny. Everybody make the joke when I say you when I ask you to come on smoker's lounge, they always say, "Well, I don't smoke." I'm like, you don't need to be a smoker to come on smoker's lounge.
But it's better.
Oh yeah, no, trust me. I wish I had me some weed right now. I haven't smoked in 2 days, smokers.
Why are you taking time off?
No, it's called don't have money right now. So,
well, if I was closer, I would share it with you.
Oh my god, I would love to smoke with you because you seem like you are a ball of fun.
Yeah.
So I saw that I think you had worked with a friend of mine by the name of Billy Pilgrim.
I did, and I'm hoping to work again with him this weekend. He might be coming to join me this weekend to do some collabs. I don't know.
Oh my god, how was it working with my good old pal?
He's great. He's amazing. He likes to talk.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Me and him had a podcast for a second talking about professional wrestling, and trust me, it was like listening to Jim Cornette. And plus the fact he's a stand-up, he was a former stand-up comedian. He's funny as fuck.
Oh, he is great. And he was, but I'll tell you something else about him though. He's so polite.
Yeah.
He's thoughtful. He we did a day of I was shooting with Desperate Amateurs with him and some other people. And then we all kind of got together, Misty Rains. Billy Pilgrim and I got together, and he just thought of, like, you know, things that most people's spouses don't think of. You know, like, here's the towels and the soap.
Yeah,
and can I get you something to drink? And you know what I mean? Like, he was just very, very easy to work with.
Yeah, because me and him talked about it before, is that one, male talents need to learn how to woo their female talents to a certain extent. Because what I mean by that is this onset flirt, and then I want to fuck you off camera. And sometimes male talent don't know the difference. Because, yeah, you kind of want the lady to want to feel wanted and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
I was talking to him about that, about showing up on set.
Yeah.
And you just meet somebody and how there's really no understanding outside of the industry. In the industry, of course, we know we do this. Mm-hmm. We show up. I met these three people. We're all going to have a threesome or a foursome. Lights go on and I have no idea who any of them are. This is what happened. I was just shooting 2 weeks ago, and it doesn't happen that often, but it did. Like, everyone showed up. We were supposed to shoot at 11. I got there at, like, you know, 10:45, and we were shooting by 11 and done by 12, you know? And then we all kind of, like, put our clothes on, did our paperwork, and went, okay, bye.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a really weird kind of feeling. Because and the way I got to know Billy was because I was taking Ubers there from the hotel. So I asked him, which is really common for me to talk to people and people kind of look at me like, why are you talking to me? Oh, you know, I just sucked on your cock and your balls and blew you, bent over.
I deserve a conversation after all that.
I thought, you know, maybe I Say, hey, yo.
Yeah, but see, also that was a company shoot. Cause I'm taking that might have been a paid shoot. And paid
it was.
Paid shoots are way different than
I've had different ones. Right. Yeah. I did a whole series, like a MILF Diary series with Jack Moore back in 2019. And that was a paid shoot. It was interesting to me because who is it, Martin and Tatiana? They have a little fetish company, and Jack had said to me that he had done tons and tons of shoots with them, but they really, usually they had a whole script, and the script was really actually kind of fun, but he let the camera run because we were having a great time.
Yeah.
So he just let it run. And the shoot, I love the shoot. I love the shoot because it's not like, I mean, you can see I'm like the worst actress. I really do think so. I don't know. I mean, he's like, you're possessed by the statue. And I'm like, when I looked at it, I went, oh man, that's bad, you know? But the one thing you can tell is I'm not faking while I'm having sex.
True.
Everything else, you're like, oh, that's bad, right? All right. Yeah, he's like, you know, I knock on the door and you're the landlord and you come in and I'm like, all right, so they're not giving me an Oscar for that acting, right? Yeah. But you can tell when we're fooling around, we're having the best freaking time.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine. I mean, I've had people call and say, oh, I loved watching this. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, the acting, it was great. They're like, not that. No one watches that for that anyway.
No, believe it or not, they actually, to be honest with you, seriously, they do watch the lead up. They do watch the skit because it's part of the fantasy. You know,
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. And the funny thing is, I did this one with this is, you know, I'm always put with very young boys. Mm-hmm. It's a fantasy. I'm not. Very young and usually black boys. Mm-hmm. But and everyone must really like that. And it's really fun. But a lot of times it's a really weird match when we actually don't know each other, you know. Mm-hmm. But and no one says, hey, why don't you sit down and talk to each other for like at least 5 minutes and say, hey, you know what? Be careful with your teeth. It bothers me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that while you're filming, you don't go.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, okay, I'll be careful. Sorry. Yeah. You know, like we could talk just for a minute. But I did this one back in 2019. I stopped. I did a whole bunch in 2019. Then I didn't do any. And then I came back and I did the first one I did just now. It was kind of like leave that COVID haze.
Yeah.
It took a while to climb out of that underground bunker we were all in and see the light and go, this is good. Oh, now touch me, please, and it's safe. Just don't breathe your COVID germs on me. Right? You know, it was just like so bizarre being so isolated after having so many hands on you at one time and then none. It was really very traumatic. So I came back and I did Private Society. And then I just started doing all different kinds of stuff, which has been really fun playing around and whatever. But this one shoot in 2019 was with this younger boy. And I'm like the teacher, and I call him into the office, and I'm looking at the cell phone, and I'm saying, I can't believe you're texting your cock around to other students. You know, and I have these glasses, you know, and I make him stand up in front of me, and I pull down his zipper, and I like examine his cock, and then, you know, everything goes to pot, and I just start sucking on it. This is like one of the most favorite, like, videos on, like, I can't even tell you how much fan mail I get for this one.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know what Van Halen said. Hot for teacher.
We were filming in the middle of the summer in Fort Lauderdale, and the air conditioner made too much noise.
Oh yeah.
So he kept turning it off. So when
I love dogs.
Yeah, we have lots and lots of dogs. So during, you know, so he would turn off the air conditioner. And all I see when I see that one, when I look at it, is me dripping with sweat. Like, I am just sweating like a pig. And the lights are so hot. And I'm like, oh, my God, when is this going to end? I'm going to look like the Wicked Witch in, like, Dorothy, you know, Wizard of Oz. Like, she's melting. There goes everything, you know. And I, that's all I see when I look at this. And people go, oh, and you're sweating. And it's so hot. And I'm like, ah.
And there you go. With that being said, hello, my smokers, and welcome to the Smokers Lounge. What a way to start the show, don't you agree, smokers? You know who I am. I'm Kevin Arthur, Southern Champ, a.k.a. the Porn Rap Star. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Let me tell you about three sponsors we got. First one being the Facebook and LS community, lsworld.com. Next up, the highest adult magazine in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. And last but not least, award-winning, award-nominated. We're talking about VoiceOver with Smut, and they even have a virtual reality side of their website. We're talking about none other than blusherotica.com. Also, we're proud of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go to shopgwdistrict.com and spend some money to buy something, why don't you? Also, check me out 5 days out the week. Fully swapradio.com. Well, you are in the morning, as well as skyhawkafterdarktv.com, as well as the BGP LLC app. Now I'm going to sit back and let this bubbly, gorgeous, freaky, naughty, and very interesting, sexy MILF introduce herself to my smokers. Say hello to them, baby. Tell me who you is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Austin. I'm really excited to be here tonight.
Yes. I saw your video with Billy. I said, I have to interview you because she seems so interesting.
Billy was so fun, and we're going to have even more fun.
Oh, I can believe it, because he's very creative with the scenes. And he, like me, he takes it seriously. I mean, he made costumes and everything. So, you know, tell him.
That's what he told me. He said, if I make costumes, I said, costumes rock. Costumes are the bomb. People always say, what kind of costumes? Oh my God.
My favorite one he did was the Crumpets one. That was high. I looked at it because I saw the video and I saw the Crumpets outfit. And I said, okay, Billy, you have talent.
He sent me a text and he said, I have a really, really cool creative idea. He said, are you on board? And I said, well, I don't even know what it is, but yeah. I don't care.
So he needed to be in one of those like competition reality shows where you can like make costumes. I think he would win one because that Crumpets looked very good. Very good. He even did a mummy one. I said, damn, do you?
It's kind of fun to have like a reality TV show where we're actually making interesting porn.
Yeah. Which I'm very surprised they haven't done a reality show about.
Like a contest where we're competing to make something other than just, you just arrived. Okay, fuck him. Okay, you're done. Thank you.
See, they did that on the Playboy Channel years ago. But it's the Playboy Channel. Everybody can't get the Playboy Channel, you know, period. And to me, I would love to see a reality show that's like Love and Hip Hop that involves porn stars. They kind of give people an inside look into the porn business and an inside look into these ladies' lives, because many of you ladies are very multifaceted, very multi-layered, you know, and y'all more than just sucking dick and getting fucked. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would, I mean, clearly this is not my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I didn't just wake up, because the last time I was doing any of this was in 2019. And I've been doing other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most of the people that I meet that are really, really fun and exciting to work with, are really well educated. They're really deep. They're really spiritual. They understand that, like, there's porn where, of course, everyone just puts on and they jerk off, and that's always going to be porn, right? Yeah. And then there's porn.
Yeah.
You know, there's porn where we can, like the more, to me, when I look at each thing that we do, it's an experience. It's like somebody goes, oh, I saw that one. I really love that one. I'm really glad. Sometimes people will send me a text that says, don't be offended.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't be offended? They're like, yeah, I just got off on your butt. Well, I made it for that reason. I'm like, offended? I'm like, yeah, woohoo! You know? If you didn't get off on it, you need to let me know, because I'm not doing it right. So tell me what you want to see.
Because even to me, like, you know, men got to get over the fact that, you know, most of our fan base is gay. So when I have a gay man send me a dick pic, I kind of not offended. I say thank you. It feels good to know that I attract both men and women. That means I'm that damn sexy, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? A lot of women get so upset when men send their dick pics.
Yeah.
You'll find that even if you asked around, I never get upset.
That's a compliment in some ways. I mean, I get that you didn't ask for it, but we are porn stars.
Men are so focused on their penises.
Yes.
And they really have no idea what another man's penis really looks like. I've been doing gangbangs since 2017, which, by the way, is the most fun I've ever had in my life. But I started throwing them for myself in South Florida. And I have a group of guys. Now I have guys all over the country who fly me out for parties. But I get to know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what I get to know is a lot of them actually come up very close to me because they get to know me over time. And sometimes they can't get hard, or sometimes they can't stay hard, or something, who knows, whatever it is, right? But they're comfortable with me, and I just whisper in their ear, you know, and make them feel more comfortable and just say, listen, everyone has this problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a problem. This is just life, you know? Hang out and play. We're having a great time. Come back in a few minutes. It's all good.
Yeah, and because not every dude is comfortable and fucking in a
most of them aren't. Yeah, most of them aren't.
Most of us, most guys want that one-on-one experience, not necessarily the gangbang experience.
My guys, I have guys in Fet Life. I have a group called Heather Austin's Gangbang Group. And
I'm on Fet Life.
I'm on Fet Life. I'm on Kick. We have two gangbang groups in South Florida of mine. And all of these guys, honestly, they're like family. They become like family. I was in the hospital back 2 years ago. I missed a party because I have a boyfriend. My boyfriend's cat bit my hand. And believe it or not, that can like almost kill you. It was like so bizarre. So instead of having a gangbang, I end up in the hospital. And I have all these guys coming and bringing me presents in the hospital. And I made them go with me to different people's rooms and give them to all of the other patients that didn't have people visiting. And you should have seen the faces on the people that didn't have presents and how happy that made people. But the nurses kept coming in and going, how do you know all these people?
Oh, I knew they were going to ask that. Like, damn, she got like 7 men in here.
I said, I'm a really, really nice person.
Which I see that you are. You're a sweetheart. I like you. So this we're going to do. We're going to go back in the time machine, shall we? How did you get into this business?
Oh, I moved from, believe it or not, Sedona, Arizona. I don't know if you know Sedona, Arizona.
Well, I know Sedona. I heard it.
Okay. I grew up in Sedona, Arizona. Most people did not grow up in Sedona, Arizona. And most people don't know that Sedona, Arizona has maybe 6,000 people in population. It is so small, but it's now considered one of the top 10 most beautiful places in the entire world. And with the, you know, invent or advent of the internet, Instagram, Facebook, Sedona is 2 hours north of Phoenix, and it's tiny. So, yeah. And it was rural, and it's surrounded by national forests. And up until 2014, 2015, you know, all of a sudden people were out there with their smartphones taking pictures, and the world went, oh my God, I got to go there. You know, this wasn't anybody there, right? Well, I left. I was there, and then I moved to Fort Lauderdale in 2013. Mm-hmm. Somebody I had worked with just in regular civilian life. I didn't do, you know, any swing. I was getting divorced. I had never done any swinging, nothing, no gangbangs, no nothing. This is 2013. And somebody had told me about it, and I went, that's crazy. People don't really do that. And so I'm like, it's like coming off the farm, but Sedona doesn't have any farms. It just is this tourist place with nothing in it, right, that I lived in. And I look up and I find the back page, and I didn't know what the back page was. And I find a swinger party. Mm-hmm. And I call up and I'm like, I want to come to the party. And this guy, his name is Brandon. And he says, okay, we're having this party at this place. Why they even said, okay, I don't know. It was just like one random. So I show up at this hotel, and I guess it had said BBBW.
Yeah.
He opens the door. Well, I didn't know what that meant, right? I just showed up. And he looks me up and down and he goes, do you know where you are? And I'm like, yeah. Right? And he's like, okay, come on in, right? And I walk into this hotel room that had more varying size naked human beings all over the room of all different ages than I had ever seen in my entire life. Not like entire life ever in one place, you know. And he said, you know, some people watch, and there were people watching, and some people this and some people that, you know. And and he said, he said, no means no.
Yeah.
Right. And I attached myself to some guy. I took a Xanax, drank a shot of tequila, and I was gangbang. I remember this one guy, he goes, I don't remember the last time I got to fuck someone as young as you.
Oh my God.
Well, let's go. And afterwards, this guy, he said to me, have you ever modeled or, you know, done any kind of anything like that? And I went, no, I was just let out of my house yesterday, practically. And he said, can I photograph you, you know, with ropes and whatever? And I went, he said,
you didn't just dip your toe in the pool. You jump head first in that bitch.
He said, we pay you. It was SDC. I don't know if you know it. You know, SDC is the, you know, the swinger site. So I was shortly after that photographed with this beautiful black girl, Essence. And it was the first time I ever got to stick my tongue in a pussy.
wait a second. So you never experienced girl on girl before that moment.
That was my first moment.
She, like I said, she jumped head first.
Oh, 2013 and 2014 was like like I was in some kind of a scene where I guess I was supposed to, like, the guy was wearing I'm very submissive. This is how I found out I was very submissive, because I was instructed to, like, tell him he was a faggot and humiliate him and kick him. And I went, I can't do that. And they're like, that's what we're paying you to do that. And I went, well, pay someone else. And I just walked off. When I was doing it then, you know, you over time you learn that it's a job, and I still don't think I could kick anyone or hit anyone. I know I can't.
Oh no.
Yeah, I would never take
it.
Yeah, no.
The fan base want realism. So if you're not a dominatrix, it ain't gonna go over. It really
all right. It was gonna be like,
yeah.
Sorry. I mean, I was sitting there, he's going, I'm such a little pussy. I'm such a faggot. I mean, that's what he was saying. I remember him saying this, and I'm looking at him, and I said, oh, no, you're not. And they're going, oh, no, back up. You have to, you know, and I'm like, people do this? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, I remember I was filming with Nikki Rebel and what's her name? Eve from Algea Productions. And I walked out of a scene there. They said everyone's standing in the shower and we're all peeing. And I said, on each other? And they go, yeah. And I went, oh, no, not me. And I just walked out. And she went, I remember her looking at me like this look like.
Which is interesting because I like the fact that when it ain't your scene, you're willing to step where other females, they'll just go along with it and then feel some type of way later. You feel what I'm saying? Go ahead.
That's my dad would say I was independent. I was fiercely independent. And that would be something that's just who I am my whole life, but it gets me into a lot of trouble too. So where I appreciate you, it's not that I haven't heard that before, because that would make sense to you probably.
Yeah.
Right? Because
Oh, yeah.
There's not a case where you're going to say to me, oh, you have to do that. And I'm going to go,
yeah.
I have to do that? Where's the gun to my head?
Yeah, because people don't realize that. People, one of the misconceptions, girls think that they don't have a choice in this business.
You have a choice.
You have control, even if it's a paid gig. Some girls are scared to walk away from the money. I tell them, never be scared.
There's no dollar that's worth it.
No,
I mean, you know, but if I made a commitment to do it, which if I walked out, it meant that I was never made aware.
Yeah.
Okay, because if I was made aware, I would have said no before I was ever there.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't ever be a case of me being like unreliable or irresponsible. You know, you didn't engage me and have a contract with me and I walked out on it. That would never happen. I'm never going to make an agreement with you for something that I'm not going to do.
Yeah, so, because you get stories of girls going on set thinking it's one thing and then they change it up on set. And I had a conversation with a girl. It was a long time ago when she had shot for Plumper Pass. And she was saying that he changed up the shoot, which, I mean, in Hollywood, in fair to Plumper Pass, they do that sometimes, especially in the old school days. You walk in picking one thing and be like, we need you to do two anal scenes. And you ain't even done anal in your goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she went in, it posed to be a threesome. It posed to be just a one-on-one. Then it ended up being a threesome. And she wasn't comfortable, never did a threesome. But she went ahead and did it. And she felt some type of way, even though it brushed off. But she's kind of said, I wish I had said no. I said, but she was like, but he was paying for my ticket and this, that, and third. I told her, well, baby, you should have told him I buy my own goddamn ticket.
Well, but even if he's paying for the ticket, you have an agreement.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful to her. She has rights.
Yeah, and me as a producer, you should alert the girl exactly what the shoot is. And if there's any changes, they should know that before they walk in the door. It's not fair to the talent.
And I will tell you, there are companies, I've had Desperate Amateurs, they made changes and they let me know ahead of time and asked me, is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every single time, and they I'll tell you, of all the companies I've actually done work with, they communicated so well. I mean, they made a lot of different changes, and I think they made the changes along the way as they got used to me, because we shot over a period of 4 days. Mm-hmm. So I think they said, oh, well, you know, brought in different, there were different people. I shot with people I wasn't scheduled to shoot with, mm-hmm. you know, and I did some shoots that were different than what we had originally talked about, but they were not shoots that we didn't agree to.
Yeah,
we did agree to. Yeah. But they came, they let me know, and he was so nice. They were so nice. These particular shoots, they were not like egregious things, you know, stand in the shower and pee. It's not egregious. It just wasn't something I was going to do. You know, I look back now, because now I probably would stand there and pee and smile and pee all over everyone, running around going, woohoo! You know, it was so new to me, you know? So sometimes I remove myself so I can process it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be put on the spot to make a decision right there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to think about it and say, is that something I want to try and do? You know, before I do it.
Oh, yeah. You know,
so that I didn't just do it. Now I have to look back and regret it. We can always go do it.
Yeah, and I think that would happen with a lot of females that get into this business, and why they have ill will and ill feelings when they leave the business. Because they did things that they wasn't comfortable with, and when they should have said no and walked away, they didn't. And sometimes it's better to have a peace of mind than to have money in your pocket.
Always.
Because all money ain't good money.
It's always better to sleep good at night. My ex-husband, my first husband, I wasn't even doing this. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, he would say he did something in a different business. And I said to him, I'd rather be on welfare and sleep good at night.
Yeah.
Than have all the money that you have. And then be looking over my shoulder or feeling uncomfortable in my own skin. There's nothing. You can't trade that for anything. Okay. We go on with the rest of our life. And we're always here.
Mm-hmm.
Money's gone.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, money don't last forever, people. Trust and believe that.
Come here.
So I'm asking this. So up until, I think you were saying 2019, you were doing paid gigs. Was you doing any content for yourself?
Okay, no, actually, what actually happened was the job that I have, that I have not been doing now for almost a year and a half, was in finance. And it got so I was working like I'm just one of those anal retentive type.
Yeah.
You know, you're either doing it or you're not doing it, which is why now I'm doing this right now, because I'm either doing it or I'm not doing it. And I wasn't doing it. So I was sort of playing doing that.
Yeah.
And that was fun. But my job got really, really serious and intense and a little bit crazy. So I stepped away from here.
Yeah.
And I came back in 2019. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, COVID.
Yeah. Fucked up everybody's shit.
COVID. Yeah. And I actually went from this right back into that. Somebody even outed me in that world.
Which, well, I'm not surprised.
No, but I'm okay. I'm good in my own skin. I've always been good in my own skin. So I've had people go, but people know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, good. Maybe they'll buy more. Yeah, it's not like I had a family member who sent a picture of me, like, you know, bent over with my shirt and my tongue like on a cock or something.
Yeah.
And he said, is that all you're ever going to be? And I said, there's a lot. I sent back something like, there's a lot better pictures than that one. And why are you following me if you don't like it?
And your family.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of questions in that one.
Right. I mean, like, He said I needed psychological help. And I said, I'm sure everyone in the entire world and country needs psychological help.
Including you, buddy.
I said, if he wanted to pay for it, I'd be happy to get it. I think it'd be really fun to do therapy. someone else thinks I need psychological help and they want to pay for treatment. Yeah.
Not like free therapy.
But either way, I'll talk to someone once or twice a week. Yeah. Hey.
But that's crazy is that it's funny how people make it a point to out people. And it's kind of like, what's the point? Because one, you're making them lose a job that they might need.
They don't get that.
For what purpose? What's the purpose? They say, aha, I found you. Why was you looking in the first place?
I've said, you understand that this is work, right? Oh, no. You know, like, no, actually, it really is. Yeah. You know what? I think it's amazing to be able to fuck and get paid for it. Yeah. But it's work.
Them shoots ain't no joke. Especially the pro shoots. I ain't talking about the content. Pro shoots is a whole different level of difficulty. It's more people in the room. It's more pressure. And you're being directed versus with a content shoot, y'all directing each other.
Yeah. And I mean, there's never been a time like when I did the private society shoot. Mm-hmm. In the back of my head, that one... there was no let the camera roll. Mm-hmm. He's all business. It was a good shoot. It was as professional as they come. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was get down to business. This is what I want. Follow the camera. And actually, I learned a lot doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, but that was all work. There was nothing but work in that shoot. I mean, it wasn't like he started fucking me in the ass. And then a minute later, he said, stop, wait, adjust, move her hips over here. Can you put the arm back here? This is what happened. You know?
Yeah.
Put your head up. And he kept saying, and I told you, shoulders down, arch your back, butt in the air. Right? And it must have been like an hour like that. You know, and he said, and when I move the camera,
it's not comfortable.
No, when I move the camera, you follow it. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, and they love to hear you say, I'm coming. So I'm going, I'm coming. But you know what? It was just to me. I'm thinking, I want to make this the best shoot possible. Mm-hmm. You know, he's giving me direction. He's spending money on me. This is his company. And I want him to create the best he can possibly create. And I'm listening. But there's no way that was like I went and got like went out to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a couple of hours of doing this. And then I went home and slept.
Are you sure you did? Cause shoot, them shoots are long and hard.
That was a day of work. And to hear, you know, you're insane. Sometimes I feel insane with my butt in the air. you know, because I know, you know, when they say, "Okay, we're ready for the cum shoot, the cum shot," get on your knees.
And you got to sit there and wait till this dude either jerk off the bus finally.
Can I lick your balls? Will that help?
How you tell girls that for real? I'll be like, look, yeah, just lick on my balls out there while I jerk.
But I was...
And you try not to hit it in the face as you jerk, because you jerking hard. So you sit there like holding the dick up, jerking, and she got the balls in her mouth. You like, I hope I don't hit in the nose. I really hope I don't hit in the nose.
Well, Billy, the last shoot I did with Billy, I'm down there, you know, and he's doing whatever, and then he shot it over my, you know, cheek, and he goes, oops, shoulder. And I went, shoulder? And he goes, it's on the shoulder. So I went. And I'm like, did I get it? You know, like I'm trying to like make every part count.
I would have loved filming with you. God knows I would have loved filming with you. So it's like, so I'm going to ask you this. So when you start doing content trade, when did you first hear about content trade? When did you find out about it? Because you were doing paid gigs.
Right. You know? Oh, only recently. I don't even know if my website is up. That's the big thing. I get calls. So you're doing all kinds of collabs, but no one's seen any of the videos. I go on OnlyFans, and then yeah. I like forgot for 2 months. but I meant to.
I let you know how much paid gig she probably get that she forgot to post her content on OnlyFans.
I find it hard to understand. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's that easy to figure out all this stuff.
Oh no, it's work, because people don't realize how the functionality of some of these sites is fucking like Chinese arithmetic.
It's like, you know, straight up. And you know what really happens is I'm like, okay, like this is Billy and Misty Rains and I, we did this celebrating Billy's AVN nomination, right?
Yes.
And he says, we're all going to try and drop it together. And I'm thinking, I'm never dropping it. I know I'm never dropping it. I'm going to try. I'm really, really going to try. But I don't even have anywhere to drop it.
Oh, my like, God.
I'm not but set up anywhere. Fans, what?
You got OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. See, then I break this out. See? I'll go. He wants me to drop it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, then I'll be like, maybe I'm going to go watch the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader tryout today. What was I doing? And
but
I'm going
to... But see, that, because people don't realize, and this is a mistake that girls make when they get in this business. If you ain't got someone to do it for you, you have to do it.
Yeah, you know what? What actually
and
happened
Billy,
is...
And Billy used to complain. He used to drive Billy crazy trying to upload to these sites. That's why he got someone to do it for him. You know what I'm saying?
Ah. And trust me,
15 years of goddamn experience. It ain't gotten easier. The technology gotten better, but it ain't gotten easier. Because you know how long it takes a 4K video to load to one of these places?
Well, I know that I had someone who was helping me, and then he disappeared. And then I had someone else. I have someone who's supposed to be helping me, but it takes so long to get them into a freaking Dropbox.
Yes.
And then I don't know if they're in the Dropbox. I didn't edit them.
That's and the other part.
They don't land wherever else they're supposed to land. So it's like... We need people like that attaching to people like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I can get the stuff out.
Yeah, because see, it because not everybody computer savvy. You know,
well,
you take time to learn it. Oh snap. Let's see if she come back in before we take this commercial break. Actually, we'll be back after these wonderful messages.
My name is Heather. And she likes to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
So she made me this.
That is, that's sweet.
And wait. She made me this.
She feeds you. Oh, by the way, we back from commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. I need to come over there with y'all and eat. God dang. Well, she can throw down that cookie.
Don't you want to visit?
Oh my God, cookies.
I'm worried about losing too much weight because I'm not really.
I'm about to come hang with you in Florida. So,
and she has 6 dogs and 5 cats.
You know what's funny? My wife would love to sit in the house because she loves animals like that. Because I got a cat, I got a cat. Oh, you're so cute. You can hear him coo. I'll just hug you.
Come here.
She's so cute. Oh, the baby's so cute. What kind of dog is it?
Hello.
So you're becoming a star, dog. You're becoming a star.
Yeah.
You're so cute. Yeah. You can be doggy. So
1 billion likes.
You're so cute. Yes, you is. You're so adorable. Oh my God, that dog is just so gorgeous. Is it he or she?
It's a he.
Is it he? Oh, him so cute. You know, him just like, I don't know why she got on this camera.
Oh, are you shaking?
Aww,
I think I'm going to have to borrow a different one for the limelight. You're very nervous.
I wish the camera ready. That's why.
All right,
I wasn't ready for the camera.
All right. We said we want 1 billion likes.
Okay. So, I mean, it's never wrong, what's interesting is when you do drop your videos, it's going to have a big impact because, you're able to build up enough content to where, you know what I'm saying, you can drop and you can continuously update on a regular basis. Because I tell any female, you want to stay 5, not 1, not 2, 5 updates from your latest drop.
What does that mean? 5 updates.
5 updates, meaning like, for example, like, what's going on? God, let's go back in the time machine. When I was doing Clips for Sale, and I was helping girls put out their own shit. Clips for Sale, in order to get Clips for Sale to start making money for you, you had to drop at least 5 clips. So, and what I wanted to do was we make up enough content that I can drop a scene, like 2 scenes a month. Because back then you didn't have to drop weekly. You know, 2 scenes, 3 scenes a month, you ain't good. But I told them we want to stay ahead of the updates so that you never know what happened. You may get sick. Like in the situation of COVID. Think about how many ladies lost money because they couldn't film. And they ran out of content because they couldn't film. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I say you stay 5 scenes ahead of your latest update. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that, one, if you ever is out or have to be out, because I talked to a lady that broke her neck. I talked to another lady that broke her ankle and got in a car wreck. You feel me? And she was down for 6 months. But you couldn't tell, and the fan base couldn't tell, because she was updating regularly and staying, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Online, you know what I'm saying? Dropping pictures and stuff like that. That's right. The reason I say that, you know, period. Because like I said, it's not a bad thing that you ain't dropped a lot because one, you're still getting paid again, so you're still making money. And two, when you do drop, you have so much content that you'll be able to update and even drop a bunch of scenes just to start off with and then be able to update.
Just keep doing it. Yeah. So once I get it up and going, it'll be. And I just started making content.
Mm-hmm. What made you start doing content? Because, I mean, you was already good doing paid gigs. So what made you switch up? Because don't get it twisted. Content is king.
What made you decide
to start doing content? Because like I said, he was only
a friend of mine. His name is Matt, and he has a group. He's been a good friend of mine for a lot of years. He has a group in South Florida called South Florida Sluts, I think.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's his group. And he said to me, you gotta... He said,
see, he know what it is. Dog even know. He said, I seen the videos.
So Matt and I were making some content back in, and he introduced me to Lupe and Misha. And Lupe, I came out in August, and I did a whole bunch of content. It was the first time with Lupe and Misha. And they were supposed to manage all of my sites, and something went. They've been having a little bit of trouble with different, they had to move studios, and this got shut down, and that got shut down, which is where it got derailed. And so I tried switching to somebody else, but that was the first time I did any content was with them. And he was the one, Lupe, who is amazing. I really loved meeting him. I did a podcast with him or a YouTube interview. With him back then, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything. But that was fun. We talked all about the gangbangs. It was just a really, really fun. But I know that since I've been there, he had to move his whole studio. There was something happened with it, which happens in this industry a lot. But
yeah,
I get chased out of a lot of different places. But But
neighbors, all that shit.
And he took me to the coffee store so that we copied all the OnlyFans pages. So I had my own supply. And then he forced me, which was really good, because I don't think he really got it. Like, people come into the industry and they pay attention to this uploading stuff and the content and the this and the that. And they actually know what's on the sites. I had no idea what was on any of the sites. I was just having fun making content and shooting porn because I think it's fun. And I never watched any of them. So he go, well, you know, and he would preface everything with, you know, and I would go, no, I don't. And he go, what? And I go, I don't. He go, well, you know, and I, roll it back. You know, and so he sits down and he's just like, well, you're going to move this one into here. And I went, then what? And he goes, oh my God, really? I said, really? Then what? This one into here. Okay.
So you would have loved me because, see, back in the day, when girls came in, they looked for a producer like myself. And also it helped out with male talent also. And my job, other than help her get content, was put the content out there, upkeep the site, and help her promote, you know, period. So it's kind of like, in your situation, the hardest part is finding somebody that's going to be consistent with keeping your stuff uploaded. You feel what I'm saying? And that's going to, roll with you. Because like I said, I mean, don't get it twisted, and they close, because see, the other beauty part of it is I had the content too, so they ain't had to send it to me Dropbox. I already had it, so all I had to do was just upload, you know, period. So it's kind of like, with you, how hard is it to find someone that can do that for you? Has that been a hard find?
I put something out on FetLife that I was looking for someone to help me. I think I'm looking in the wrong place.
See, we might have to talk, because.
Let's talk.
Because that's what I used to do. It's
because I mean one thing I did not say in our interview, and I just say it and I put it out there for a reason. I have MS, multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
The reason I put it out there is because I think that fucking all the time helps. And I have no other way to say that.
Actually, people don't realize fucking is exercise.
I actually think it's more than exercise. I think our bodies produce all kinds of chemical hormones that help us heal and get well and get strong. And I know for a fact that if you attach an MRI to a woman or a man who's having an orgasm, their entire brain lights up and is shown, right? So all they do when they're trying to heal or solve brain diseases is find ways to ignite the brain. Yeah. And if you can ignite the brain just by giving someone an orgasm, I think we're on our way to healing a lot of brain diseases because we know what will heal
the brain. Yeah.
The brain. Mm-hmm. And I have crazy, like Jack Moore and everyone else says, I'm the anomaly when it comes to multi-orgasmic orgasm.
I love a woman that multi-orgasmic. That is just so fun to see her pop off like rapid fire just coming.
Yeah, sometimes you can just be talking to me. My body reacts. I don't even have to be paying attention or even in tune here.
Well, your boyfriend likes you.
My body just does it, and I get yelled at. I've gotten yelled at by producers because I warn them ahead of time because the walls of my vagina and down there are very tight, and they squeeze very, very tight, and they don't stop. And so it makes a lot of the male talent go early.
Yes, because nothing not, like a snatcher.
And so and it's happened. It happened again and again and again and again. And you will actually see in their faces, they're like, what is this? What is this? And the more you fuck me or the more you play with me or the more we're performing because I'm such an exhibitionist, the more intense it gets. You can actually feel it just by putting your hand on me like this. It's crazy. So like the first day I'll shoot with someone, I'll say, I'm sure you don't know this yet, but you will. You need to be careful. And I remember the guy from Dave from Private Society said about whoever it was, John, who was, he went twice early. And he said, this has never happened before. You must be something like, I don't even remember the words.
I looked at him and I said,
I warned you.
there was one girl in particular, I'll never forget her. And we finally worked together. Man, I just kept popping. I was like, damn. It was like, it got to the point where we were like, look, we just going to do blowjobs. Because we can't do the doggy style session. Cause, and mind you, even when I went and put on a condom, I said, okay, well, maybe I put on a condom. That didn't help, goddamn. Some of y'all ladies got that. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. Got that ooh wee, goddamn.
The coolest thing about, I call it a talent, okay? And the coolest thing about it is I'll have these gangbangs. And there'll be lots and lots of guys who have never felt their woman have an orgasm. And I know it's hard to believe, but they're repeat offenders now because they come back again and again and again and again. The look on their face when they can see, like they don't have to ask the question, are you enjoying it? They can feel it.
Yeah.
And
which is funny because a lot of guys don't know what it looked like when a woman orgasms, you know, period. And lucky for me, I read. I know what it looked like. Every female I work with reached the orgasm with me. I can sit there and say that.
Oh.
Because I know what it looked like.
But I make all kinds of sounds and they're uncontrollable. And I was shooting with Score. Whoever the photographer said, can you stop orgasming? And I said, no, I can't. I said, it's just
that's funny that the producer likes you orgasm too much. I ain't never heard that.
I'm sorry you've never seen real one, a real one. He also told me, don't squirt Wait, don't squirt.
Hold on, I gotta take my glasses off on that one. Wait a second, smokers. I want you to think about this. The producer asks not to orgasm so much. I never thought I ever heard that one before. Damn, girl, you bad. You bad. You bad.
Can you stop orgasming? Why? Because he can't take it? Put some numbing cream on his cock and let's go.
But see, that also shows that, like I said before, with a man, it goes back to that mental, especially for men. You have to have your mind right going to these things because, see, also, the level shoots you do, it's not a good thing if the guy pops quick.
No. Because, and that's why I warn them. So the next day, I'll always have somebody, like even Dave at Private Society came down in Florida, and he said to me, "This is real." And I went,
"Yeah."
Like, hello, yeah. That's why we're here. I thought it would be a really great idea since I just orgasm like that. If I could do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm asking this. Was you more to orgasm it like that in your marriage?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think I was given the opportunity to find out.
I should say. Yeah, because no, it's funny because, like I said, we hear the story. Y'all heard it on the Smoker's Mind so many times. Many ladies that get into porn, they're coming out of a long-term marriage, divorce, what have you. Then they eventually jump at the swinging or what have you. And it's like y'all rediscover yourself sexually after you leave that marriage. Because it feels like that marriage kind of suffocated you sexually to where you really couldn't be as free as you want.
I wasn't really married very long. I was married twice, but I'm not a good marriage fit.
Well, maybe because you may be not meant for traditional marriage. You might be meant to be a poly, be a swinger, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's meant for that traditional shit. I know I'm not.
No, that was the thing. That was what was fun was I got to go to all these special swinger parties starting 2013 when I went on Cassidy.com and SDC. Mm-hmm. I found these parties I was invited to as that's how I learned what a unicorn was. Mm-hmm. And I went to these parties in these beautiful gowns. Mm-hmm. They were really fun.
Yeah. And
I met couples all over the world, just the nicest vetted couples, went to these parties and did all kinds of activities where couples would court other couples and court the females and court, you know what I mean? And so I have friends all over the country who like these
friends who are
like family. They are. They're just like that. Honest to God, you know.
People don't realize how close-knit the swinger community is. You know what I'm saying? And how friendly it really is, you know, period.
It's like people are saying, oh, yeah, I know what my family's thinking. They have no clue. All I'm thinking is, poor you guys.
I'm saying, because even to me, because that was the one thing I loved about being in porn. Was that it enabled me to discover myself sexually even more. So I was already a freak before I got there. But it really, even to the point I discovered I was into dominatrix. I was into BDSM, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we can run it together.
Y'all know my look, like, she already my type. I'm like, really? She's already my type, God dang. I love what make me more than orgasm. That means we could fuck her all night.
All night.
Yeah, because I'm one that I pop, but I get back up quick. There ain't a problem.
I come so long and so hard that if I don't cut it off, because everyone else in the room, I'll have these gangbangs and everyone else in the room will be finished. They'll literally, the guys will be sitting there looking at me like, we can't come again.
No, I'm going to tell you what's funny. I'm that evil dude. Not evil isn't bad, no. Evil dude. I just want to sit there and keep making a cum so I could just watch her curl up like a little baby. I'll be like, Oh no, we ain't done. Go ahead. I'm about to make it come again. I'm just taking a breather.
I don't ever stop. So I have to sort of focus on something to make it stop.
Oh no, I'll keep trying to make your ass keep coming. I'll try to break your focus. I'll be that kind of dude.
Oh, I don't have to.
I can't do it with dick, I'll do it with. See, there you go.
But if I keep coming that long for that long and that hard, I'll sleep for like a week.
Yeah, I would have loved working with you. Oh my God, them scenes would have been fire. So have you filmed a gangbang?
We filmed a gangbang. There's a couple. They run a company. I think they're called Club SHHH on FetLife. I showed up at a Halloween party of theirs back in 2018, which is really funny because it was supposed to be this gangbang Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And people in Phoenix are not like swingers in Florida. Swingers in Florida, they'll jump right in.
Mm-hmm.
People in Phoenix just sort of stand there looking at each other like, are we going to do this thing? I don't know. They're really, and then getting them to blend is a whole nother story.
Yeah.
The idea that, I remember lying on the bed and going, I only have one person playing with me. I got a hand, a mouth, a butt. Where's everybody? And they're all like,
oh, yeah. Because to me, it's like, it's crazy when you go to the different swinger parties and how to, because I went to one where I fell asleep. It was just that boring. Because we started all in the same room, and then soon as the postman, the action started, everybody broke off into separate separate rooms in the hotel. And I'm like, that ain't how a swinger party supposed to work.
And the gangbang isn't that way. Everything's like the guys, I'm telling you, in Florida, and then the guys that were in Reno and Tampa, I could probably go through them. They all have like different personalities, but the ones that are playing together, they're all playing together. They're not playing necessarily sexually together. Like they're all heterosexual. I'm sure there are ones that aren't, and I'm not against that. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've just never had one. I think it would be fun too. I've never been invited to have one or had one. So there's something on my bucket list, actually, with all different kinds of people. Worth trying. So, but they play well together and they work well together and they're used to being together. So they're not, and they bring in new people well.
Yeah.
It's kind of like joining the club. It's the gangbang club.
See, the only thing is, I could do an orgy. I could do a swing party. I just can't be a part of that gang. I can't do the gangbang because I just can't sit there and imagine myself sitting here playing the weight game.
I'm going to have you join one of mine with my people because I've vetted and honed all of them, and they're just, it was so funny. Some of the guys that maybe I would play with like alone, I convinced them to come and just join the party, and I said, look, you can just sit and watch. You don't like it?
Yeah.
Don't play. And some of them, I mean, I converted them.
she might be the one to come over there and grab me and pull me in, and I'd be like, you know something? All right. Let's do it.
You know what? I let people stand in the background and do their thing.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people that it's not for.
Yeah.
Just like swinging is not for
everybody.
Everybody, like, I'd be shocked if I saw my mother at a swinger club. Actually, I don't know if I would. I'm not sure.
No, she saw you, but she might turn around and be like, oh no.
I don't know.
I don't care if I ever went to the swing club and I walked in and saw one of my daughters in there, I am leaving. Because that's at no.
You know what? I would run.
I'm glad none of my daughters
in the family lifestyle,
thank God.
I just, wait, but wait, you asked me. Oh, gangbang. This couple who held this party, we had a great party and we had a lot of fun, and they started inviting me to come back to their parties. I attracted people to come to the parties. So people started coming to the parties because I was at the parties.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a scheduled film gangbang. I think it was last May.
Mm-hmm.
But they hired male talent.
Mm-hmm.
But what was clear to me from the male talent was that the male talent had never done a gangbang.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of guys in this industry that never done that. And I tell anybody this, if you want to throw a gangbang, you kind of want the male talents used. If they ain't never done a gangbang, they should at least have done a threesome with one of a dude.
I'm on the bed and they're standing around me.
Yeah.
Sort of like staring at me, wondering when it's their turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is a gangbang.
You all, it's everybody's turn. Get in there.
And they still stood there. So I actually had to say, I'm going to lie on my back. You're going to come here and you're going to fuck my face. You're going to come here. You're going to come here. You're going to come here. And I said, am I the producer? What's going on?
Sometimes you have to direct your own gangbang. Because dudes be talking like beers in the head.
Well, the next time we were shooting, we were just shooting, and we did a gangbang. And I think that probably, I haven't seen the film. I've seen
it. It probably was a high-ass gangbang.
We did. We had a really good one and a fun one that they did a shoot. But that was just collab and play.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asked, and no one's ever followed through.
Oh, man. Now, putting together gangbangs is hard as fuck. Trust me, I've tried. It's difficult. So, do you do anal?
Yeah.
And you do DP?
Yeah.
She is a dream to work with, ladies and gentlemen. A dream.
Everything makes me come.
Ooh, my goodness. So you did go to ABN. You did ABN this year, right?
I did what? You know,
they say you went to the ABN this year?
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go?
Okay. No, I got pneumonia.
I'm pretty sure you probably... Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, baby. So I'm pretty sure you're going to probably go to XBiz in Miami when it comes.
I'm going to... You know what? The phone died. I'm going to move it close. I don't want to move it closer. I'm trying to hear. I'm going to the Exotica in Chicago.
Okay.
I'm not familiar. I'm trying to get familiar with the different conferences.
Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised that Tadpole ain't ever hit you up from Tadpole Films. Because he does a whole bunch of gangbangs. And every last one of them fuckers tested.
Wait, Tadpole Films?
Yeah, Tadpole. Yeah. Oh, you'll see him when you go to the Exotica. Trust me, you'll see him. And if you bump into him, tell him that Bobby from the Smokers Lounge mentioned him, and y'all should get together. Y'all should work together.
You got it.
Cause he throw gangbanger bitch, and he's in Chicago and stuff. So and everything. I think that'd be cool for y'all to connect since y'all do game. See, he's known for gangbangs, and you do gangbangs. You know, period. So that would be cool.
I want to see one of mine on film. I get like, because I'm so small, I get flipped around, thrown around, tossed around, turned upside down. And if we're on film, I think we should do it even more.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So with that being said, people, I done held this lady up here for a nice long time. And you know I got to ask her the $1 million question, which I already probably know the answer. Baby, can I call you a smoke buddy?
Absolutely.
There you go. She will be back here on the Smoker's Lounge, and we're going to bring her on to the Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Fans. Y'all know what that means. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. 3 hosts. 1 is now will be on hiatus, but she will be back for you to look at, listen to, enjoy their takes, and us talk about the industry. And you know what happens in the Premium Smoke Room, stays in the Premium Smoke Room unless you subscribe. What happens, it gets more wilder, more unpredictable, more candid, more crazier. The tits might come out. A dildo might pop out. You don't know unless you subscribe. $25.99 a month. And you get to see some of my content when I was challenged. So you can see that everything I talk about, I did, motherfucker. So I know it's business inside and out. So with that being said, Heather, tell everybody where they can spend money on you and find you.
That's a good question. I'm on Twitter at the band girl, BANNEDGIRL. Yes, I know. That needs to be changed. TheBandGirl.com. And I also have a website going up. It'll be HeatherAustin.live.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can't wait. And she'll be back. When we bring it back, we're going to discuss that. Trust and believe.
Yeah. So, we're going to try and get some stuff up on OnlyFans and ManyVids, but don't be disappointed if you don't see it there. So go to the website.
Most definitely. Everything's a work in progress because, like I said, you're just starting to do content. So, you know, period. So, it, like I said, by, you know, everything, this business takes time, baby.
Oh, you asked me about a gangbang. We're doing Fuck a Fan on Sunday in Lutz, Florida, in a model house.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, fans, y'all might get a chance to get to play with me.
You can come and fuck me in a gangbang.
See, she's Austin 316, meaning she will fuck you, niggas. She will fuck you.
I will fuck you.
She will fuck you. So with that being said, you know how we end these shows all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Miss Austin.
Goodbye and live outside your comfort zone.
Smoke that over.